Most media buyers open an ad spy tool, find a competitor's high engagement creative, download it, swap the logo, and run it. Then they wonder why it flops. This isn't a niche failure, it's the most documented misuse pattern in competitive ad research, and it's predictable. Ad intelligence tools look like copy machines. They're not. They're pattern detectors. That distinction sounds small. It costs real money when you miss it. Why copying feels safe and isn't. The logic seems airtight. A competitor has been running an ad for 6 months, it has thousands of engagements, therefore the ad works. Steal it? Wrong framing. As competitive research practitioners have noted repeatedly, if you copy the ad, you may also copy the wrong assumption. You do not know the competitor's margin, their audience segment, their back-end funnel, or their landing page conversion rate. A video hook that drives cold traffic for a brand with an established customer base and a high-converting product page will die in your account if you have neither of those things. You extracted one variable and discarded the rest of the equation. A brand running 200 ads may be in a creative drought, while one running May 12th have found its winner months ago and is quietly scaling it. Ad volume tells you almost nothing. What you need is structure, the underlying mechanism that made something resonate. What ad intelligence tool actually gives you? A Power Ad Spy ad intelligence platform doesn't just surface ads. It organizes advertising data across paid channels to reveal competitive patterns and market behavior. The operative word is patterns. A single ad is a data point. Patterns across hundreds of ads are insight. Power Ad Spy indexes 500M plus ads across 10 networks: Facebook, Instagram, Google PPC, YouTube, Native, Display Network, Reddit, Quora, Pinterest, and LinkedIn, with 500,000 new ads added every day. That database isn't useful because it lets you clone anything. It's useful because it lets you observe what's working at scale across your category before you spend a dollar testing it yourself. The question isn't what ad is my competitor running. The question is what structure keeps appearing in the ads that earn the most engagement in my niche. The framework extracts structure, not surface. Here is the workflow that actually produces ROI from competitive ad research. 4 layers, each asking a different question of the same data. Layer 1, hook architecture. Search by keyword or competitor domain. Sort results by likes, shares, and comments. Power Ad Spy, an ad intelligence tool, surfaces these engagement signals directly through its engagement-oriented details feature. Now ignore the product being sold. Focus on the first 3 seconds or the first line of copy. What emotional trigger opens the ad? A bold claim? A relatable problem? A contrarian question? Do this across 30 to 50 ads in your category. You'll find that the hooks cluster into a handful of patterns. In categories with strong pain point positioning: supplements, skincare, productivity software, the dominant hook pattern is almost always problem first, not product first. That's a structural observation, not a creative to lift. Your own copywriter can generate 10 original variations from that single structural insight without copying a word of anyone else's ad. What you want is the mechanism. High engagement ads in this category open with a problem statement is actionable intelligence. My competitor's ad says tired of dry skin, is just an ad you didn't write. Layer 2, call to action signals. Power Ad Spy's call to action based sorting is consistently underused for this purpose. As an ad intelligence tool, it helps you see what action prompts appear most frequently alongside the highest engagement creatives in a given niche when you sort by CTA type. Shop now versus learn more versus sign up aren't interchangeable, they signal different funnel stages, different audience temperatures, different intent levels. If high engagement ads in your category consistently use learn more rather than shop now, that tells you something real about how that audience wants to be approached. It suggests the market isn't ready to buy on first touch. That changes your entire funnel architecture, not just a button label. When you find that pattern, cross-reference it with ad position. PowerAdSpy's filter by ad positions feature distinguishes newsfeed placements from side location placements. A Learn More CTA that performs well in the newsfeed tells you something different from the same CTA in the sidebar, different audience context, different intent level. Both data points feed real media planning. Ready to run this yourself? Explore PowerAdSpy CTA-based sorting and ad position filters. The full feature set is available from the pricing page. Layer 3, Geo and Demographic Patterns. PowerAdSpy filters competitor ads by demography and location across 149-plus countries. This is where the tool stops being a creative research instrument and starts being a market intelligence instrument. If a competitor is spending heavily on a geography you haven't touched, one of three things is true: they know something about that market you don't, they're testing and losing money, or they've found an underserved pocket. You can't tell which from the geography alone, but engagement data lets you make an educated read. High comment counts with modest likes in a geography where your absence signal genuine audience resonance. As our analysis of comment versus like ratios shows, comments require an active decision to type and engage, making comment volume a far stronger signal of genuine audience preference than like count alone. The per-ad demographic breakdown gender, country, interests, age combined with engagement counts lets you map not just where a competitor is spending but where they're actually connecting. That combination used to require either an inside source or an expensive research firm. With an ad intelligence tool like PowerAdSpy, it's now available as a filter set. For e-commerce teams, this matters in a specific way. Instead of wondering why a competitor's product launch generated more engagement in a market you're eyeing, you can see their exact creative, demographic targeting, and engagement timeline mapped directly to geography. Layer 4, Temporal Patterns. Sort ads by date. Look at what a competitor was running 6 months ago versus what they're running now. Did they shift from video to static? Their offer structure change? Did they move away from direct response copy toward brand awareness framing? When a brand makes a creative shift and sustains it, meaning the new format doesn't disappear after 2 weeks, that's a signal they found something. A brand killing a format after a short run is a signal they didn't. An ad intelligence tool makes this date sort workflow possible, helping you distinguish between the two without spending your own budget to find out. There's a named failure mode worth flagging here. Creative fatigue causes engagement metrics to drop even if the underlying concept is strong. A high comment ad from months ago that stopped running may be a proven winner the competitor retired, not a failed test. Looking at the full arc, what ran, when it stopped, what replaced it, and whether the replacement held, gives you a more accurate read than any single snapshot. The bookmarking habit most users skip. PowerAdSpy's Bookmark the Best Ads feature gets treated as a convenience tool. It's actually a research discipline. Build a swipe file, not of ads to copy, but of ads that demonstrate specific mechanisms. Log the best problem framing hooks, the most effective urgency structures, the ad position choices that correlate with high engagement in your vertical. Organized well, this becomes a training set for your own creative team, a library of proven emotional structures to draw from, not a template folder to paste from. There's a meaningful difference between a copywriter who has studied 200 winning ads and understands why they work, and one who has a folder of screenshots. The first writes original ads that convert. The second writes ads that look familiar but feel off, like a cover version played in the wrong key. One framing worth internalizing: don't try to implement everything you find from competitors at once. Pick one competitor. Run them through the entire framework. Document what you find. Then use that intelligence to launch your own campaigns. The discipline is the point, not the volume of data collected. What this means for spend decisions. This matters beyond creative strategy. Budget pressure is real, and the answer to that pressure isn't spending more confidently on untested formats, it's spending on creative structures with demonstrated market evidence behind them. Competitive ad intelligence is, among other things, a risk reduction tool. Before committing budget to a new hook style, offer structure, or CTA type, check whether it has already been validated by brands with real skin in the game. PowerAdSpy's database of 500+ ads means that validation work is already done, spanning every major paid network. Competitor keyword patterns are the complementary angle to creative research. This breakdown of competitor keyword research for Facebook ads covers how PowerAdSpy's ads analytics page surfaces the exact keywords competitors use to run their marketing strategies and how those keywords fit into the broader research process described above. The position worth taking. AdSpy tools are not shortcut machines. Brands that treat them as such find, copy, paste, run tend to produce undifferentiated creative that competes on budget rather than quality. They get into bidding wars they can't win because they have nothing distinctive to offer the algorithm or the audience. Brands that use ad intelligence as a research practice, studying category patterns, identifying structural hooks, tracking competitor evolution over time, build creative that feels original because it draws from evidence rather than imitation. Same data. Different question. The database exists. What you extract from it is entirely up to how you ask the question. Start your free PowerAdSpy trial and begin building the kind of competitive intelligence that actually informs creative decisions, not just a folder of ads you almost ran.